Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get on
up. Everybody up there.
Get into it.
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. It's great to have you. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening on 980 AM if you're listening via radio. Or if you're joining us on the podcast today on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. And for those on grillnationshow.com, I appreciate you listening via the web. Hope you're having a great week and everything is going well for you this summer. I'm very excited about today's show. First off, I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Title sponsors of the show are MoBank, BOK Financial, great company here in Kansas City, Truss and Two West Companies, and Ryan Rink. Contributors of the Grill Nation Show include the KCADC, which is the Kansas City Area Development Council. Thank you, Tim Cowden, and Pork KC and John Stevens. Really excited about today's show. It's great to have back on a title sponsor, MoBank, BOK Financial. Each and every month, they bring on a A-list Kansas City guest who he or she is doing amazing work in our community or with their business or whatever they're doing. It's exceptional. And today is no difference. We're going to have on Dr. Dred Scott, who is the President and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Their website is helpkckids.org. I've never met Dr. Scott, but I'm very much looking forward to meeting him. He's going to be joining us after the break. But first up, we have in studio Charles Hunter, who's a commercial banking manager at BOK Financial, and Noel Fallon, who's the regional community relations manager. Welcome to the show, both of you, and how are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you for inviting us.
It's great to have you. Obviously, of course. Noel, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks to be back.
It's nice to be back. Yeah, nice to have you back. And so today we're going to have on Dr. Dred Scott. Charles, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about him and your relationship with him.
Dr. Dred Scott was hired by the Kansas City Boys and Girls Club about a year ago. I was on the executive search committee that was involved in interviewing candidates for the job. We talked to over 60 different applicants about the position, and he was far and away the leading candidate.
He's coming from the educational space and actually from Kansas City.
He is. He's a Kansas City guy, an educator, has been in public education his entire life. As we were interviewing people for the role, one of the key things we were looking for was an educator, somebody that had a lot of experience with curriculums, who could design programs for kids that would resonate with them and help grow the clubs.
Boys and Girls Club has been around for like over 100 years, right?
Correct.
You're on the board for 4 or 5 years now.
5 years on the board.
Years on the board. It's truly doing a lot of different things here in Kansas City. And a lot of people don't know that it's not only youth sports and kind of kids go there after school and whatnot, but it also does a lot with technology, with academics, with education, with healthy lifestyles, with all different types of things. And we're going to talk about that on today's show. And Dr. Scott has really kind of propelled those things.
Right. The clubs take on a lot of different needs with a relatively limited staff. And it's hard, but he's the right guy to execute on all that stuff.
It's going to be exciting to talk to him. Let's talk about a little bit about what you guys do at MoBank, BOK Financial. Charles, tell us about your background. You've never been on the show before. We've had a lineup of great people come on with the people they know. This is your first time.
Yeah, you know, it is, and I don't know how I've missed the honor in the past.
Noel over there hasn't. You know, you're going to do a great job today. I'm very positive about it. But you've been in the banking world for a long time.
I have. I've spent, 36 years in total in banking in Kansas City. 30 years with a large bank here in Kansas City. And 6 years ago, I moved to join Michael Viazzoli, the previous president and CEO with MoBank BOK Financial.
You're also an attorney, I just looked at. You have a law degree like me.
You know,
we're not using them very much.
I don't know who told you that, but I do have a law degree.
An MBA.
And an MBA. I'm not licensed, and I've never sued anybody in my life, but I will tell you that having the law degree is very helpful as we're working on larger transactions with the documentation and understanding the legal issues that are involved with every deal we work on.
So what type of clients do you work with or assist over at BOK and MoBank?
So the group that I manage is focused on middle market and larger types of corporate clients. We're interacting with companies that generate revenue north of $40 million a year, all the way up to billion-dollar revenue type companies. We have another group within the bank, our business banking group, that's managed by Danny Weintraub, that focuses on the $40 million and smaller revenue type companies. We find that it helps if we're able to separate kind of the groups so that everybody focuses on what they're good at.
Interesting. Noel, how are you?
I'm fine.
So
thank
what's
you.
Great to have you back. First off, what have you been up to? Have you been enjoying your summer? How's things going?
I have been. I've been enjoying my summer. It's been a busy summer. Mm-hmm. We've had new leadership come into the market.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Give us a quick flyover.
As of July 1st, we have Kevin Kramer has joined us. He was in the Kansas City market for 25 years. Recently went up to Iowa to work for Midwest One Financial as their COO, and was really looking for an opportunity to get back into commercial banking and back into the Kansas City market. So we brought Kevin Kramer in, and we're so excited. He has a philanthropic mind that matches up perfectly with the organization, and I really enjoy working with a leader that wants to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. So that is as of very recent. You said July?
July 1st.
July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be exciting. We're going to have him on the show.
Absolutely.
I know his wife, obviously. She worked with me in different capacities throughout PR and whatnot, and actually had an office next to her for a time. And I really appreciate the fact that the Kramers are back here in Kansas City. So kudos to you guys for I'm going to miss Michael, who obviously supported the show and came on the show very often. But I'm glad that you guys have moved forward with someone who kind of shares that vision that you talked
Absolutely.
About and has a rich banking history and obviously mm-hmm. cares about the Kansas City community.
Yep. That was the main driver. He wanted to get back home.
So, what you guys do all kinds of events and stuff in the city. I mean, is there anything exciting happening anytime soon, or is there anything that you want to promote here, Noel?
You know, we have a lot of events going on. Right now we're putting together something with, a guest that you have often, Joel Goldberg. We did, a speaking series with him last year, which was really successful. We bought a 3-package again this year, so we'll be having some events, you know, some out at the Rieger space.
Nice.
Another one of our customers. And then out south. And then also we like to take an opportunity to bring Joel in and speak with our employees about teamwork. So we're looking forward to kind of laying those out, and those will be through the fall and winter.
Look at that. I had no idea that Joel was doing that. I'm going to have to ask him about that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Today's show, Dr. Dred Scott, the president and CEO of the Greater Kansas City Boys and Girls Club. I want to thank also Charles Hunter and Noel Fallon for joining us today and the great contribution and support of MoBank and BOK Financial. Their website is mobank.com. You're listening to The Grill Nation Show. Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening again on 980 AM. And if you're joining us via the podcast today on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. Or if you're on a website at grillnationshow.com, really excited about our show today. Thanks again to Mo Bank, BOK Financial, for their partnership with the show. Great first segment. On to segment two here. We're going to be joined by our guest. We have in studio, as we mentioned in our first segment, Dr. Dred Scott, who's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City. They're online at bgc-gkc.org. They're also on Twitter. We'll figure out that Twitter handle in just a second from Dr. Scott. But I want to welcome you to the show and also welcome back Charles Hunter and Noel Fallon. How are you today, Dr. Dred Scott?
Hey, Jason. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. First off, let's learn about you a little bit. Tell us about your background. I know you have a lot of background in the kind of the education space.
Yeah, so I'm a teacher at heart, but I'll go all the way back to I was born and raised in Kansas City, so I'm a Kansas City native.
We always like to hear that on the show.
Very proud of my hometown. I really am, and excited about the growth and the energy that we feel around the city, with all the things that are happening across the metro. So born and raised, I graduated from Bishop Hogan High School. It's a small Catholic school.
Know very much about it as a St. Pius grad myself.
Oh, okay.
So we used to play in sports back when I was in high school.
Yes, we did. And so I was there for basketball. So back then in the early 90s, Hogan was a basketball powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the pleasure of playing there at Hogan and enjoying my time there. When I graduated Hogan, I went to Southwest Missouri State, now Missouri State, in Springfield, Missouri, and actually hit the campus thinking that I wanted to be an accountant. That was kind of my game plan based on a childhood friend and his father being a CPA.
Okay.
And so I tried to kind of pattern what I thought was going to be my professional life after him. As a college student needing to make ends meet, I began working at the Boys and Girls Club of Springfield. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first exposure.
And what were you doing there when you were in college?
So I was the games room director at the Boys and Girls Club of Springfield.
Wow.
Best job I've ever had.
There
Charles, close your ears. I got paid to play with kids.
Yeah.
I got paid to shoot pool and play ping pong and shoot baskets in the driveway of this small little club on the north side of Springfield. But it proved to be a pivotal moment for me, both personally and professionally, because I discovered my passion based on that experience. I discovered that I had a real love for working with kids. And it hit me almost right away, this tremendous responsibility that I had in trying to be a great mentor and influencer on the kids I was working with. Because of that experience, I changed my major to education. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from Southwest Missouri State with a degree in elementary education, and ended up coming back home, had student teaching to take care of. So I student taught in the Kansas City Public Schools as well as the Raytown School District, and ended up walking right into a job as a fourth grade teacher in Raytown. So that's where I got my start.
How old were you then?
I was all of 21 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Essentially. So yeah, just still very young, still very green, but there because I really enjoyed working with kids. And so loved every minute of being a teacher. To be honest with you, when I began my career, that's really the only place that I saw myself was in the classroom.
Mm.
But the way that you kind of work your way up within a public school system is you further your education. So in order to move over on the pay or salary schedule, you have to get advanced degrees. And so that's what I did with the pure motive of trying to earn a little bit more money every
sure.
year. So I went to Central Missouri State for a graduate degree, pursued a master's degree in elementary administration, earned that degree over the course of 2 years, and thinking that, one day, someday down the line, after 25 years of teaching, I would become a building principal. Well, lo and behold, the following year after earning that degree, I was given a tremendous opportunity to become an elementary principal at the ripe old age of 26. Something that's really unheard of. So obviously I was excited about the opportunity, but didn't know all of the hard work that goes into being successful in a job like that. So that job was at Eastwood Hills Elementary, a school, elementary school in the Raytown School District. And I worked there for 5 years. It was a school that had some pretty unique challenges, both from a socioeconomic perspective as well as an academic perspective. And so over the course of 5 years, we were able to turn around the success of that school, moving it from one of the lowest performing schools to one of the highest performing schools in the district. Very proud of that.
And that's, where was that at?
That was Eastwood Hills Elementary in Raytown.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then you got another degree.
Yeah. So during that work, I went back to school, went to Baker University, and earned a doctorate degree in educational leadership. That opened the door to, some advanced, opportunities within Raytown. So I left the building and went to central office, worked as executive director of support services there. I was more on the operational side of the district. So worked with buses and, buildings and grounds and nutrition and, all of those kind of back of the house sort of departments. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity for me to see how an entire school district works and what it takes to be successful. So 2 years doing that, and then I was recruited away to the independent school district and spent 10 years there as deputy superintendent of curriculum and instruction. Really responsible for all things curriculum, instruction, and assessment, pre-K through 12. And then about a year ago, an opportunity presented itself really lend my expertise and my professional approach to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City. And here I sit today.
So it's come kind of full circle for you.
It has. You got that. So that's why I went
yeah, we'd like to hear the full story.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. That was one of the things that drew me to the opportunity, is thinking about what made me pursue education. And it definitely was my experience with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Springfield. So from the game room to the boardroom is what I've done.
Charles, does that sound about right to you? That you're on the board of the Boys and Girls Club of Kansas City.
It does. I was part of the search committee that identified Dr. Scott, convinced him to join the join the organization. I can tell you that we talked to over 60 applicants from across the United States. An amazing cross section of types of people. Everything from corporate CEOs to small business people. And Dr. Scott was, as you can imagine, far and away the most impressive applicant that we got. And, we were very, very pleased to be able to recruit him.
Wow. 60 people. Look at that.
Gosh, Charles, that's the first time I heard that. Yeah.
So talk to us. We're going to talk more about this in our next segment, but kind of give us an overview of, you've been in the job now for about a year, a little bit over a year, around a year, presidency of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Talk to me about what that's been like, your first year, and then maybe just give us a little bit of background about what the organization does.
Great. All right. So the transition has been wonderful. I put a lot of thought and energy into putting my name in the hat, but
it's always a tough thing to do, right?
Because
you have a pretty good career in education. And
absolutely, it is. And again, I never saw myself kind of outside of the classroom. But once I made that decision, I never looked back, and I'm so glad that I did. There are plenty of parallels between my work as an educator and the work that I do now. I mean, obviously, our goal with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City is to change the lives of young people. Mm-hmm. We want to influence them in positive ways. And so that translates to the experience that I've already had. Some of the eye-opening experiences and things that I've come to enjoy is kind of expanding my circle of influence. So I have this tremendous opportunity and really obligation to promote our organization and our mission across the Kansas City metro. Prior to that, I was kind of locked into a particular district and city. So it's been fun to get out and meet new people and connect with all of the great partners that support the work that we do at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City. Bottom line for us, what we're trying to do is create brighter futures for the boys and girls that we serve, ages 5 to 18. We have a strong emphasis on academics and career development. And it takes tremendous partnerships in order to do that. And so I've been so pleased with how I've been received in this role over the year. And, you know, we have a great organization and the brand is really strong. Mm-hmm. And typically when I introduce myself and the organization that I'm associated with, there's a positive reaction to that. I've been very pleased with that and excited about that.
Well, the organization's been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, over 100 years.
100 years. Wow. And you have a lot of different clubs here locally?
We do. So we have 6 clubs across the Kansas City metro.
Okay.
So 2 in Kansas City, 2 in Independence. We call it Eastern Jackson County. 1 in Wyandotte County, so Kansas City, Kansas, and then 1 in Olathe. So 6 clubs total. Here's what we like to say. We're located in some of Kansas City's most needy neighborhoods in order to meet the needs of the kids who need us most. We're strategically located to be accessible to those children and families.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some more of your programs and some of the things you do here after the break. Dr. Dred Scott is with me today from the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City, also joined today by Charles Hunter and Noel Fallon from MoBank BOK Financial. Charles, how long have you been on the board?
I've been on the board a little over 5 years.
Okay, so you've seen a lot of change too.
I have. The CEO transition being the most significant by far.
That's awesome. We're going to get more into that after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill, also at grillnationshow.com. And you can find a list of all of our old shows as well as photos of our guests at the website grillnationshow.com. We're back after the break with more with Dred Scott from Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show, 980 AM, or if you're listening on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Thanks for also if you're listening online at grillnationshow.com. I want to thank our one of our title sponsors of the show, MoBank BOK Financial, that joins me each and every month with an A-list guest, and today is no different from the norm. We have Dr. Dred Scott, who's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Also joined by Charles Hunter, who is a also with MoBank BOK Financial, and Noel Fallon as well. You know, I've got your Twitter handle up here. I want to promote it. It's Help KC Kids on Twitter, and then the website is helpkckids.org. It leads you to the main website for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Dr. Scott, we've talked a little bit about your background. We've talked about kind of the first year on the job. I want to know more about kind of the work of Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. You guys have been around for more than 100 years, but I think it's important to kind of hone in on how you help children ages 5 to 18 with some of the specific programs that impact our Kansas City youth. Let's kind of go over some of those. Tell me about some of the ones you're most proud of and things that you guys do to help kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So at our foundation, we provide a safe and fun environment for kids to learn and develop when school is out.
Okay.
That means after school. That means when school is closed, like for snow days. And that means during the summer as well. Typically during the school year, our operational hours are from around 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the evening. And that's where we anchor the majority of our programming. But I would be remiss not to mention our Atomic Blast program, something that's sponsored by a great partner in Honeywell. Mm-hmm. So that summer program is sponsored by that great organization. And so we run a 9-week summer school program across the organization. And two of those locations, we actually have a formal contract and partnership with the Kansas City School District, where we offer summer school as an option for some of our families. So, again, bottom line for us is we want to provide kind of wraparound services for kids. We're not trying to reinvent what happens during the school day, but we want to be in collaboration and concert with what they're doing in school so that we can further help them develop. So essentially, we've got four pillars that we anchor our programming in. One of those is the academic pillar. So for the kids that we serve, ages 5 to 18, we want to make sure that we give them opportunities to grow. In some cases, that means remediation. In other cases, that means enrichment when it comes to their academics. Every day in the clubs, we have an hour, we call it Power Hour, where kids are focused on academic support programming. That can mm-hmm. look like a number of things. That could look like homework help. So if I'm a fifth grader and I've got a book report due and don't have a place at home that I can do research and don't have a quiet place that I can read, or if I don't have a safe place to be after school, I could come into the club and receive the support that I need in order to complete that book report and get it turned in on time. That's just a very simple example. A more complicated example is tutoring. In two of our clubs on the Kansas side, we run a comprehensive reading and literacy support program. It's called the Kansas Reading Roadmap, or KRR. We're the only non-educational institution in the state that has been allowed to run that program. And we've seen some tremendous results. That program is focused on elementary age students, but really taking students that are that need some extra support with reading and partnering them with certified teachers after school and taking them through tutoring sessions in order to increase their reading improvement. So we do some pre-assessment, kind of seeing where the kids are to establish a baseline, and then we assess them along the way. And proud to say that we've seen some tremendous growth in our kids, so much so that in our Olathe unit, we were recognized at the national level for the progress that our kids made a year ago, not only within the KRR system, but also the Boys and Girls Club of America movement. So very proud of that. Kind of extending up, we work with kids all the way up to age 18. So if you think about a high schooler, they need a different kind of level of support. One of our strategic visions is for 100% of active club members to graduate from high school on time. Mm-hmm. With post-secondary plans in place, and proud to say that
100%.
Okay. And for the third year in a row, very proud of this. Third year in a row, we've been able to meet that vision.
Wow,
that's no small feat.
No,
and I can say that as an educator. And so, what does it take to make that happen? It takes case managing every one of our high school students, our high school members. That means connecting with their teachers, connecting with their parents, connecting with the counselor, administrators, in order to make sure that they are on the right path to graduation. That also means exposing them to other opportunities, career type opportunities. So taking them on college visits, giving them opportunities for internships, exposing them to scholarship opportunities, giving them workforce development experiences, you name it, we do it for our high school kids. So really proud of our focus on teens. We provide kind of a space in each of our clubs that is unique to teenagers. So if I'm a 16-year-old, I don't necessarily want to go to the same club and be in the same space as a second grader. That's not a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I want to be around people that are my age that I can relate to. And so we basically have established clubs within clubs, call them our teen centers, where the teens are there to not only socialize, which is very important for our teenagers, but also be exposed to programming that they're interested in. We have things like recording studios in two of our clubs. So kids can come in and not only lay down a track, they can be the next Beyonce or Jay-Z, but we're teaching them also the production behind that.
Sure.
So what are the careers available so that maybe one day one of our young men or young women could do
a show
very much like you're doing.
Or they can run the show.
Absolutely. They could be your boss in 10 years.
They're the talent, right? you mentioned some of those. Those are exciting things, and people probably think of it more of just watching children, helping children, but you also do a lot with public speaking, character, and leadership.
Yeah. So, I kind of went real deep on the academic side of things. Obviously, that's important to me.
No, I just think that's what I think about when I think of your organization, and I think about kind of the after-school stuff.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think about these other things that are add-ons like public speaking,
absolutely,
and character.
So yeah, another pillar for us is that public speaking and character development. And it's one of those things that it's an important life skill for our kids. And unfortunately, within the school day, there's just not enough time.
Right. You're not learning that.
For teachers to allow for that, at least at the depth that we like to go within our club. So we run programs like our Youth of the Year program. So essentially what we're doing is identifying our best and brightest at the club level. And they go through a very competitive process where they're submitting essays, they're making speeches publicly, they are interviewing with some of our great corporate and business partners, and there's this tough selection process to be selected as the club's Youth of the Year, and then each club's Youth of the Year competes at the organizational level, mm-hmm, so that we can identify one Youth of the Year that will go on to compete at the state, regional, and then ultimately the national level.
You guys also work with youth on technology.
Yeah.
So talk about that, because obviously jobs, workforce development demands that these days. And so how do you guys help kids with that?
Yeah, so we go beyond just throwing tablets and laptops in the hands of kids. We want to teach them what happens behind the scenes there and how that experience with technology can turn into a profession. And so we've developed programming in great spaces like what we call a maker space, mm-hmm, at one of our units, our Thornberry unit, located on 43rd in Cleveland, one of the toughest neighborhoods in the city. There's a maker space established there, again, thanks to a great partnership with Honeywell, where kids can roll up their sleeves and have very hands-on experiences working with some pretty complex technology, things like laser engravers and 3D printers and green screen technology, podcast technology, vlogging equipment. And so, again, the things that were included in that space came from the interest of our teens and speaking with them. And so they get to go in and actually work firsthand with this technology, with the hopes of developing some kind of interest, mm-hmm, that they can then turn into a profession.
Very interesting. Dr. Dred Scott is with us. Also want to thank MoBank BOK Financial for bringing him on the air today. We got a few minutes left in this segment. Let's talk about kind of healthy lifestyles and what y'all do with youth sports, because you got to kind of combine all of these different things, correct?
Yeah. So people that have been around for a while, when they hear Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City, they automatically think of our youth athletic program, which we're very proud of. We run one of the largest youth baseball organization in the city. It's Reviving Baseball in the Inner City, otherwise known as RBI.
Okay.
We'll have upwards of 1,000 young men go through that program. In fact, we just sent a team of all-stars to regional competition. They just got back from, they were in Indianapolis
wow,
this past weekend competing at the national level. It's a big deal for us, and we've got some great partners that help support us. So that's one kind of big example
of
healthy lifestyles.
TV, yeah.
But we run flag football programs, we run volleyball, we have a very comprehensive track program. Two of our clubs have swimming pools within them, and so we're able to first introduce water safety to our kids, and then those that kind of take to the water have an opportunity to learn to swim and compete in the water. We have soccer, you name it. We've got opportunities for kids
for
to
people
get
from
involved.
5 to 18.
5 to 18, absolutely.
Dr. Dred Scott is our guest. We've been talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. They're on the web at helpkckids.org, also on Twitter at helpkckids. We're going to come back after the break with our final segment. I want to talk about kind of how people can get involved with the Boys and Girls Club, upcoming events potentially, and maybe get some advice here from Dr. Scott. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show.
My baby, she's Alabama, a Dixieland delight.
I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I missed you, but I miss me more.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show, 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast or on grillnationshow.com. A thanks to MoBank BOK Financial for their partnership with the show. Also, want to thank Dr. Dred Scott for coming in from the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. He is on Twitter at Dr. Dred Scott. Also, the Boys and Girls Club is on Twitter at HelpKCKids. Also joined today again by Charles Hunter and Noel Fallon from MoBank BOK Financial. Dr. Scott, we've talked a lot about your programs. Let's talk about how people can get involved with your organization, volunteering, financially. How can people help you? How does that all work, and how does that make you guys thrive?
Yeah, so we could not do the work that we do. The vital nature of our work requires great partnerships and resources. And so there are a number of ways for folks to get involved. So bottom line is we are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit, and we have to fundraise at a very high level. Our annual budget is right around $8.2 million.
Now, you didn't have to do that when you were at the public schools, did you there?
No, I didn't. Now, finances were always a concern even
but
there.
You got the accounting in your background, kind of, right?
So every January, I mean, we hit the reset button, and we start to build from there. So that's a tremendous responsibility that I feel as the head of this organization. So, it takes great partnerships from the corporate level, so from the corporate world out there in the Kansas City Metro. We've got some great friends, and I would be remiss if I didn't say and mention that MoBank, BOK Financial, is one of those great partners of ours. And Charles Hunter, being a great representative of that organization, is a member of our board. And not only is he a member, he's the incoming chair. Essentially, I'm doing this interview in front of my new boss. And so,
so Charles, come close to your mic. Is he doing okay so far?
You know, I'll let you figure that out for yourself. We're very, very proud and pleased with how Dr. Scott has stepped into the job and the progress he's made in the first year. Really remarkable, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so people can volunteer. People can give money.
So people can volunteer. There are a number of volunteer opportunities from individuals coming in and spending time one-on-one or with small groups of kids. Groups can come in, and if they're not necessarily comfortable working directly with kids, there are tremendous opportunities with projects that can be done, from painting a wall to helping to establish a garden for kids to utilize, just general cleanup, maintenance, those kinds of things. So it could be a one-off kind of opportunity or something that is ongoing. So if people are interested in that, they can definitely go to our website at helpkckids.org and find out those opportunities. For those that want to give at the individual level, we do have what we call a Club Hero program. So if there's an individual out there that is so moved and so motivated to support the work that we're doing, they can become a part of that Club Hero program and establish giving at a level that they feel comfortable with on a monthly basis. And those gifts on a monthly basis do add up and make a difference for us. We have a tremendous history of special events. Mm-hmm. Our premier special event is the Kids Night Out that happens in the early spring of every year. We've had some great guests there, like Little Big Town performed a few years ago. I wasn't a part of the organization, but heard rave reviews about their performance. And then this year, my first Kids Night Out, we were able to secure the great and incomparable Diana Ross.
I know. I heard about it. I was actually going to go to that this year. I missed it, though. I couldn't.
What happened?
I don't know. I got invited, but I couldn't make it. I think somebody I work with had a table sponsorship for you guys, and so maybe next year MoBank BOK Financial will invite me. I don't know. We'll see.
We're in the works now, and you know, of course, I can't reveal any secrets on who that next special guest will be. But
you always have kind of A-list people.
Absolutely. So this is a don't miss event, except for, I guess, some people, Jason.
Probably was billing hours or working that day.
This is a can't miss event in Kansas City, one of the top five fundraising events in the Kansas City Metro. So that's one. We have three others that are also very important to us. One is Sports Fest, again, kind of following along the lines of what we do with Kids Night Out, but more of a athletics and sports bent. We just had that event 2 weeks ago and had the great Mia Hamm there as a guest speaker.
Wow.
We had an audience of about 450 individuals, and again, we're able to raise significant funds there. We have what's called Dinner on Ice. It's a event that is made possible thanks to a great partnership with the Missouri Mavericks and the Hunt family. And we essentially have dinner on ice. We have dinner right there in the ice rink, and the Missouri Mavericks players serve the tables. They're the waiters, and you can make donations and encourage them to do all kinds of things like push-up contests. And I got challenged to an arm wrestling contest with one of the players. And I'm not just saying this. I did beat that individual.
There you go. Yeah,
so that's on record that I beat a professional athlete in an arm wrestling
contest.
But did
you skate with him?
Did not skate. He would beat me all day long with that. And then another event kind of focused on our club in Olathe is the Tour de Fork event. Very unique event in that, you know, encourage some high quality and well-known chefs to come in and do some cooking demonstrations and have food samples that are available there. So that's just kind of a quick rundown of our four kind of main events, Kids Night Out being the premier event there. But all of that adds up to the resources that we need to do the job that we do.
And how many people are on your team at the club?
Yeah, so we employ over 200 individuals with the clubs. So about half of those are, more than half of those are part-time employees. So that's another way that people can get involved. So I'm glad you mentioned that. We are always looking for great and passionate people to work with our young people. In fact, we're gearing up for our school year program right now. Believe it or not, school starts in about 2 weeks in most schools across Kansas City Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I always thought it should be starting in September. But
well,
that's the East Coast thing, Midwest thing.
It was that way even when I was in school, but yeah. I think we're showing our age.
We are.
I mean, right now we are recruiting and looking for individuals to partner with us and help us in this great effort in changing the lives of young people. So if there are people that hear this that are so inclined and feel like they want to get involved at a deeper level, there are employment opportunities available within our clubs.
We have about a minute left. Tell me some of the things you've learned about leadership since you've taken on this position. You know, it's a lot different than your past position. So what have you learned, and how can people kind of maybe hear from you and also do well in their own careers as far as leadership?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jason. One of the things that I learned over the course of this year is the nonprofit world is filled with some very hardworking, dedicated, and talented individuals. So they don't always get the kind of recognition and credit that they deserve. And our organization is in that same vein. I'm very proud of the work that our staff members at the club level are doing, but also my leadership team, just filled with folks that give of themselves, their time, talent, and treasure in order to make a difference. And these are folks that are not, you know, you're not going to get rich doing this kind of work, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to be there because you believe in the mission and you're passionate about what you do. That's the biggest lesson I've learned.
That's very awesome. Dr. Dred Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to thank Charles Hunter and Noel Fallon from MoBank Bioka Financial for their support of the show and for also joining me today on the show. Hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week. Again, grillnationshow.com, and check out the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Kansas City at helpkckids.org. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.